As you've been hearing, President Obama's next stop is Indonesia, where he spent part of his childhood. He's going to have a lot on his plate, but many Indonesians seem more interested in what will be on his menu. 60,000 Indonesians went to the U.S. Embassy's Facebook page to vote on what the president should eat that best represents Indonesian cuisine. The top choice, a meatball soup called bakso. But some would rather keep bakso off the presidential menu. Chad Bouchard reports on the food fight in Jakarta.
Obama's often reminisced about the food he enjoyed here as a kid, including bakso, the dense gray meatball sold in soup from hundreds of thousands of food carts all over the country. In an interview this year with a local TV station, Obama not only reminisced about bakso, but he went on to imitate the sounds of the street vendors.
You know, I like street food. I like the street vendors. I still remember the sounds of people as they walk by. Sate! Right?
Sate, yeah. Bakso.
Bakso.
Oh, you listen to that.
Oh, absolutely. I miss that.
Outside an elementary school in central Jakarta that Obama attended as a boy, a vendor ladles soup and golf ball-sized bakso meatballs. 12-year-old Shenia imitates the president's impression of a street vendor. She and her classmates have been preparing in case Obama decides to visit his old school.
I'd be so proud to have Obama come back to the school and meet bakso. I really want to meet the president of America. I've never met Indonesia's president. If I met Obama, I would be excited and shocked.
Obama's comments have also kicked the food industry into high gear. Tri Setio Budiman, the chairman of the Indonesian Meatball Soup Association, is on a personal mission to make sure Obama gets served a proper bowl of bakso.
This is my kitchen, okay?
In his roadside restaurant, Tri shows me how the meat is prepared in a grinder, mixed with garlic, pepper, and MSG, and shaped into round lumps by hand.
Shall I try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it tastes chewy and kind of gamey. Mm-hmm.
Tri says if Obama ate a bowl of bakso, he would be sending a positive message to poor and working-class Indonesians.
Ini adalah makanan saya.
He would be saying, this is my food. That would create an extraordinary image, that bakso makes him remember his childhood. He would be saying that this is the food of the people, and that would resonate with Indonesians.
But some Indonesian food experts are less than thrilled by that prospect. Meatball soup is fast food, the cultural equivalent of hot dogs. And culinary TV show host Bondan Winarno says similar dishes can be found all over Asia.
It's not a tradition. It is adopted from other subcultures. I'm not against that because I like fusion food, but to represent Indonesia, mee bakso is definitely not the culinary type.
Bondan hopes Obama will choose more distinctive foods to help promote Indonesia, like the spicy Sumatran beef called rendang, or kerak telur, a traditional rice and duck egg omelet made on the streets of Jakarta. The food debate prompted the U.S. Embassy here to set up a Facebook page where people can vote on the presidential menu. The choices include bakso. Tristram Perry, a public diplomacy officer with the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta, says it's hard to pick a dish to represent Indonesia because there are hundreds of cuisines from the country's 6,000 inhabited islands.
I mean, if you go to Aceh or Sumatra or Bali or different parts of Java or Nusa Tenggara or Manado, I mean, Indonesia is a big, diverse country with lots of different cultures, and there is no one food, so it sort of reflects the character of the country in its diversity.
So will Obama offend residents of, say, Sulawesi Island if he chooses a dish from Sumatra instead? Everyone interviewed for this story said no. Even Tri, the chairman of the Bakso Association, remains steadfastly upbeat when asked how he will react if Obama doesn't eat meatball soup.
The most important thing is that I maintain an outlook like Barack Obama. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
For the world, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.